Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dave's been my go-to guy lately on my trade discussions. I've been texting him a lot, and I filled him in on the fact that you forgot to put Ben Roethlisberger in the lineup.
Go ahead and scold me.
Dave, he's falling up. His team's falling apart.
Falling apart, man.
Well, I mean, injuries are one thing, but self-inflicted wounds. Dustin, come on, man. This is like making a penalty on third down. It's unacceptable. You should know better than that. And making sure that your fantasy lineup set doesn't take very long, a couple minutes max.
Yeah.
You can do that. I know you can.
Dave, so he's now tied for first with another guy. They're both 7-3. And then me and two other guys are 6-4. And we, all, the three of us tied at 6-4, have the three most points in the league. So if we all win this week and he loses, he could go from first to fifth in a week.
Yeah, but you told me that this is a league where everybody makes the playoffs.
That's true, which is lame.
Everybody
splits
the trophy, and everybody sings "Kumbaya."
Yeah, it is a little lame. That is lame.
My kind of fantasy.
Yeah, it's a good league, but that part of it is lame. Yeah, you're right. It's a fair point. Mm-hmm. All right, we got a lot to get into today, Dave. Plenty of things. First of all, I'm going to start with another selfish question for myself. You ready?
Sure.
Because that's all I care about. Let's be honest about it. Would you rather have Kenny Golladay for $15 for next year or a top three draft pick in the rookie draft?
Well, I'm not sure what the rookie draft is going to look like. That might be a better question for Dustin. And I know there's going to be some good running backs and receivers that come out, but I know that quarterback isn't going to be very strong in the 2019 draft. Not sure how tight end is looking in the 2019 draft. If it was like this year's class, I think I'd tell you to go ahead and make the deal. But since I don't know for sure, I think you stick with Kenny Golladay. And I'll add this. Golladay is in a position now, especially if Marvin Jones is hurt and misses some time, he will be the de facto number one wide receiver in Detroit. There won't be any question about it. And we're going to see just how good he can be with a steady diet of targets from Matthew Stafford. And that could be a preview of what to expect in 2019.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to tell you to lean a little bit toward Golladay.
Yeah.
And if anybody still has Golladay on their fantasy team now, not just you, Bull, but everybody, I think that he's going to be worth starting.
No doubt about it. He did have a good game after some bad games last week. Dave, one guy who was drafted high, and I'm sure in a lot of rookie drafts last year, was Rashad Penny. He's been a huge bust. But this past week he had a big game. Should we read anything into it, or is it just a one-week blip?
No, he looked great. And this is this is half a byproduct of him being a good talent and half a byproduct of Seattle's run offense being very, very good. No matter who's back there, they've got one of the better offensive schemes in the league for that. And I think you're going to continue to see Seattle try and run the ball as much as possible. And now that they've got three guys that they can count on, they're probably going to be very close to a 50-50 run-pass team for the rest of the season. The only way they won't be is if they get into a game where they're chasing points like they did last week against the Rams. That could happen this week. You know, the Packers are coming to Seattle. It's a short week. Could be a fairly high-scoring game, but Green Bay's run defense isn't that good. So you're going to see all three of their running backs play. The advice on Rashad Penny is this. Pick him up now. Don't make him your number one waiver claim tonight, maybe number two, three, four, somewhere in that range. Hope to get him on your team and stash him. If Chris Carson can't stay healthy and if Mike Davis can only prove to be a passing downs guy, then Rashad Penny, he's going to have the door open for a very, very big finish. We know the coaching staff loves him. They just drafted him in the first round. It made no sense then. It still kind of doesn't make sense now, but if he's the healthiest and last man standing, then he's going to be someone that's going to get a ton of work.
What's the fallout from Le'Veon Bell not playing in the NFL this year?
Well, it sucks for everybody who drafted him with a first-round pick, including myself. I thought he'd eventually show up and play. But James Conner is going to prove to be just the fantasy steal of the year. And he's been playing great. I think everybody can expect him to play this week against Jacksonville. I don't think the matchup is going to be as tough as you think it's going to be. And at this point, he's not just auditioning to be the Steelers running back at the beginning of next season. I think he's auditioning to be the Steelers star running back for the next 5-6 years and a first-round fantasy pick in the next 5 or 6 years. So if you have Connor on your team and you're happy with him, you can cut Bell if you have Bell. And if you don't have Bell, you should go out and get Jalen Samuels. He will be the handcuff to James Connor in case Connor misses any time.
We're talking with Dave Richard, our fantasy football guru. Dave, you mentioned before Rashad Penny, good pickup, but not the best waiver wire pickup. Who is this week?
At running back, I would go with Josh Adams of Philadelphia. The Eagles are going to be one of those teams that like to use multiple running backs, but he's their most talented guy. He's averaging 5.7 yards per carry. He kind of has an Aaron Jones-type feel, where the coaching staff just needs to keep getting more and more comfortable with him. And 2-3 weeks from now, he could be the guy that leads the Eagles' backfield. Corey Clement might get phased out. Smallwood might handle passing down. And Adams could be the lead guy. So if I'm comparing stash candidates, I will admit that Penny has the better run offense, but he's also got better talented running backs to work with. So I think Adams might have an edge there. And then you look at wide receivers. This is all assuming that you can't find guys like Corey Davis on your waiver wire. He's still out there in a handful of leagues. Allen Robinson is still out there in like 20% of leagues. There were people that just cut those guys. Now they've had a big game. They're going to come running back to get them. Anthony Miller in Chicago is someone that I don't mind as a flex this week against Minnesota, but after week 11, he's got a great schedule. Mitchell Trubisky's throwing the ball very well, and I think you're going to see Anthony Miller step up and be a regular part of that Chicago offense because of his versatility out of the slot.
We're talking with Dave Richard, our fantasy football guru. Dave, if you're in a league, a two-quarterback league, are you picking up Lamar Jackson this week?
I'm going to pick up Lamar Jackson if I have Jared Goff, if I have Patrick Mahomes, and I want to stash him for potential use in Week 12 when the Ravens play the Raiders. This is very much a look-ahead type deal. I don't think Jackson's going to come in and make an impact like Baker has with the Browns or like Josh Rosen has occasionally done in Arizona. You know, I don't think he's going to be one of those big-time rookie quarterbacks. But I do think he's got a chance to help fantasy owners out, kind of in the same way Tim Tebow did, where not the best passer in the world, but good offense, good offensive line, and plenty of rushing numbers headed his way. So if the Ravens do indeed go to Lamar Jackson, we'll see about that. Tomorrow will be our first indication of just how healthy Joe Flacco is. Then by all means, pick him up and stash him for potential use in Week 12. And the only reason why I said Week 12 is because Mahomes and Goff, they're on bye. So that's why he's a more important get for those fantasy owners that have those quarterbacks versus guys that have Breeze or Rodgers or Brady. You know, I don't know if you're going to start Lamar Jackson against Oakland over those guys in Week 12.
Dave, better streaming option on defense this week, Cardinals or Steelers?
There is no better DST this week than the Arizona Cardinals because they're playing the Raiders. You know, the Ravens aren't bad either. They might be number two. They've got the Bengals this week without A.J. Green, and then they've got those Raiders next week. So those are going to be two DSPs that I think should be priority ads off waivers. You mentioned the Steelers are taking on the Jaguars. There will probably be a couple of turnovers headed their way. I would much rather have Arizona because there's a guarantee for turnovers in that game against Oakland versus the Steelers, who might be okay. One other DST to look for besides the Cardinals and the Ravens, double-check to see if the Texans are still available. A lot of people cut them. They're coming off of their bye, so is Baltimore. They've got a nice matchup against Washington, and they're a pretty good unit at this point.
All right, long-term, who's the better pickup, or who would you rather own? Saquon Barkley or Nick Chubb, long-term?
It's Barkley. It's Saquon. He's just such an unbelievably talented back, and that's a team that's probably going to become a little more run focused moving forward, just because Eli's the quarterback. He probably won't be there next year. They're going to have somebody else in there. It could be somebody inexperienced, and it's going to mean leaning on Saquon Barkley. He just delivered his first game without double digit fantasy points on Sunday. That's it. Every other game Saquon's played, he's given you at least 10 fantasy points. Sometimes he's got you close to 30. That's pretty good. Chubb is going to be very good as well, but I think you'll see Saquon be the better value long-term over Chubb.
We're talking with Dave Richard, our fantasy football guru from CBS. Dave, let's get to some fan questions because there's a lot of them. Here we go. Here we go. Number one, Watson or Trubisky?
I'm going to go with Deshaun Watson this week because he's not playing Minnesota. Trubisky is.
Trubisky is a good play, though, rest of the year, right? He's a number one quarterback,
yeah.
Isn't he?
Oh, yeah. You know, yeah. The great schedule that I talked about for Anthony Miller,
yeah.
it goes double for Trubisky. You just don't want to use him this week against Minnesota. This will be a tough one.
Timmy has two questions. Cousins or Fitzpatrick is the first one.
I'm going to go with Cousins. Fitzpatrick, you can't trust. He might not even play four quarters. If he comes out against the Giants and has another bad game, they could pull him for Jameis in the middle of the game, potentially.
And then he has David Moore or Josh Reynolds. Or should he drop David Moore for Josh Reynolds?
You can do that. Reynolds is going to be the slot receiver that takes over for Cooper Kupp. We know that Kupp tore his ACL. He's done for the year. They're both kind of the same. You're both hoping that they get a touchdown each week. I wish I could recommend more wide receivers this week other than Josh Reynolds. There really just aren't a ton out there.
Yeah.
And Anthony Miller is probably as good as it gets. You should see if he's out there on the waiver wire. Go see if Chris Godwin is available, too. That's that big physical outside receiver for Tampa Bay, not named Mike Evans. He could be pretty solid moving forward.
What do you think about him next year? If they let DeSean Jackson go, you think he could become could he be a wide receiver two next year?
He could be, you know, and the other side of it is that Mike Evans, this is now the second straight year that he's been okay.
Yeah.
Not amazing. And I know that the current coaching staff loves Chris Godwin. I don't think the current coaching staff will be the future coaching staff in Tampa
true.
Bay. They're gonna clean
That's
house. True. So we'll see how the new coaches evaluate Godwin. We gotta see who's throwing the football for them next year. You know, I mentioned that the Bucs could bench Fitzpatrick for Jameis. The Bucs could also tell their coaching staff, don't play Jameis because we don't want him back next year. That could be the reason why he's on the bench now. So if we see another bad game from Fitzpatrick and he continues to start for Tampa Bay, then that'll tell you everything you need to know about Jameis' future with the Bucs.
Dave Richards, CBS Sports, our fantasy football gurus, our guest. Dave, a couple questions coming in here on Twitter. Who to start in a two running back league? No flex, James Conner, Hunt, or Gurley?
I would sit Conner from that group.
Oh, my God.
All right.
How about you make a trade?
All right.
Yeah, I don't know if making a trade would necessarily help them. Why don't they have a flex spot?
That's terrible.
I don't know. I'm just reading the tweets. Jose says, start Fitzpatrick or Wentz?
Oh, it's a terrible question. That guy.
Yeah, you've got to go with Wentz.
I mean, come on. Come on, guy. Be serious. Yeah. Here's another tough which running back to sit. Frank the Moron tweets, Aaron Jones, Zeke Elliott, or Joe Mixon? Pick two.
You've got to pick two. Well, I think Ezekiel Elliott has to be in there. And I'll tell you what, I'm a little worried about Joe Mixon. I see the matchup against Baltimore. It's going to be tough on him. We know that this Bengals offense really isn't quite the same. They didn't convert a single third down last week. And now the matchup is going to be tougher for them. I think I'll lean toward Aaron Jones against the Seahawks.
Let's see. The Cleveland tweets, Cohen, Ingram, Eckler, or Murray, two, in each two in a PPR.
Yeah, that's a bad group. Cohen has to be in there. And maybe it's got to be Ingram because Eckler, you don't know just how much work he's going to get. And Latavius Murray is the backup now. He's not going to see much playing time. And it's Chicago this week. Tough matchup. So I think by default, it's Evan Ingram. Sorry.
How about that that Monday night game being moved to L.A., which is good because that's the game of the year. You don't want to see the field screwing up the game.
Yeah, that is good news, and it should be good news for both teams as well. I know that the altitude could have been an issue, and it might have been fun because the ball might travel a little bit farther. But now they'll be playing in L.A. It's going to be a track meet no matter what. You should expect at least 30 points from both teams.
Jeremy has two questions. Peyton Barber or Patrick Lindsay? You got to be Lindsay, right?
Yeah, it's got to be Philip Lindsay.
Yeah, and then John Ross or David Moore? Oof.
Yeah, you know, Ross has the upside. He's got the speed factor. He figures Cincinnati will trail a little bit. If David Moore doesn't catch a touchdown, David Moore is no good for your fantasy team. Two games ago, he dropped two touchdowns for Seattle. And last week, he barely did anything. So he might be getting the old boot.
All right, this guy always loves to tweet in. Pineapple Finger Gun says, I need a tight end with Njoku on a bye. Ricky Seeley-Jones or Jeff Heuerman?
I like Heuerman. We saw him get a lot of targets and catches in the first game for the Broncos without Demaryius Thomas. So maybe that's a sign that they're going to lean on him a little bit more. and they're always going to be in games where they're playing from behind, so dump off passes will be big. And they're taking on the Chargers this week. They allowed a touchdown to a tight end in their three previous games before last week.
All right, let's go rapid fire, Dave. You ready? We got so many.
Yes, sir.
All right, Justin Miller, in a PPR league, Marvin Jones or Chris Carson?
Carson, I believe he's healthier.
All right, in a PPR league, Craig asks, needs a running back and a flex between Adrian Peterson, Latavius Murray, Alex Collins.
I would sit Latavius.
He also asks, should I drop someone and look to the waivers? Some good wide receivers on waivers, Sammy Watkins, Tyler Lockett, Kiki Cutie, Doug Baldwin, Jamison Crowder, Willie Snead. Should pick any of those guys up?
Yeah, he can drop Latavius Murray for Tyler Lockett.
Yeah, that makes sense. David, PPR, Aaron Jones, Amari Cooper, Corey Davis, Alshon Jeffrey, pick two.
I'm actually going to go with Cooper and Davis. I really like the way that Davis has been playing. Mariota's been playing great. That's been a big help.
Tom asks, Stephon Diggs or Amari Cooper standard?
Yeah, in this one, I'm going to go back to Diggs. Just too many opportunities for him. I think the Vikings are going to come out throwing on the Bears.
All right, Larry asks a question. Best wide receiver the rest of the year? It's obviously Corey Davis better than Traquan Smith, right?
Oh, yeah, there's no question.
Yeah.
Traquan didn't even have a target on Sunday.
Yeah, no. Kurt, grade the trade. He traded Emmanuel Sanders for Nick Chubb.
Well done.
Yeah.
Very well done. Yeah, that might happen once in a lifetime, so savor it.
Oh, Carter asks, he has Randall Cobb and Demaryius Thomas. Should he bench one for Dede Westbrook? My God.
Yeah, well, Cobb might not play. He hasn't practiced yet this week. Tough for him to turn around and play after he got hurt in practice last week. So you might not have a choice. That's somebody that you should cut for Anthony Miller.
Yeah. And finally, Brady or Goff? Got to go Goff, right?
Got to go Goff. Brady's on a bye.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, there you go.
You know, the one piece of advice I'll give everybody that has Brady, it's been three straight weeks now where he's failed to give you 20 fantasy points.
Yeah.
Go pick up Marcus Mariota and carry him to use this week while Brady's on bye. And then if Brady stinks in week 12 against the Jets, you'll know something's wrong with him. You can go back to Mariota in week 13. He's got a really good matchup then.
All right, Dave, what else you got? You got the new trade chart. Anything else happening?
The trade chart is up, and Le'Veon Bell isn't on it, but Le'Veon Bell is on the cut list.
Yeah.
That's the list where we tell you who you can drop safely and not have to worry about moving forward, and Le'Veon certainly qualifies for better or for worse. All the waiver pickups that you'll need. Man, it's almost playoff time in fantasy football. It's crazy how fast this season goes by, Bull. But everything you need to make that final push to the playoff is at CBSSports.com.
Dave, great stuff as always, buddy. Thanks for joining us.
Good luck in your leagues, gentlemen.
Thanks, Dave.
Pay attention for once.
Let's go. There it is. Dave Richard, our fantasy football guru.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.